This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you're inclined to call, that's the time. And let me give you the number. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up 24/7. So if you'd like to listen to us on your telephone, 605-477-3249. Now, we don't charge you to listen to us. When I say we, I'm talking about Genesis Communications Network. There's no charge. Now, if you have unlimited cell minutes or unlimited phone minutes and you have a speakerphone at your home, no charge. But if you have to pay by the minute, your telephone provider will be charging you. So I just want to let you know that's how it works. And let's see. 2 hours today. First hour, we're going to be talking about canning and making beef jerky. Second hour, we're going to be talking about your first gun. If you have never had a gun, we're going to teach you some things to know about your first gun. Rifle, shotgun, pistol. And so George is going to be with us hour number two. Sharon's with us hour number one. Welcome, Sharon.
Well, good morning.
Hey, you know, it's always delightful chatting with you both on the air and off the air. You are a wealth of information. You are a gal that doesn't just read about it, type on the keyboard, click the mouse, and then talk about it. You actually do it. You actually do
yeah.
it. You,
yeah. Yeah. I do it and have done it for a long time. I find it enjoyable, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a great family activity because when we do these kinds of things, we're all in the kitchen, we're all working together, and everybody's learning. It's hands-on. So it's a wonderful family activity. And, you know, it does not require a cell phone to do this.
Well, I know. You don't need one. I didn't have one for years, and I still get all this stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, here's the question, Sharon. You know, I know, and our class knows, unless we have new listeners just tuning in right now, we know that our food is contaminated. So if we buy cans of vegetables, if we buy jars of vegetables, if we buy fresh vegetables at the supermarket or at the big box Chinese factory outlet or Sam's Club or wherever, it's contaminated. We know that. By pesticides, herbicides, glyphosate, Roundup. We know it. And sometimes the produce is fertilized with natural fertilizer. And government corporations are now encouraging farmers to use something called biosolids or biosludge, which is everything that goes down the toilets and the industrial drains and is treated by the water treatment facilities. It's dried out, and farmers can get it and apply it to their fields. So we're talking about industrial and human waste being put on fields. So if you want to avoid all of that, then you need to grow your own. And if you grow your own, and we have a garden, and we really like gardening, there's nothing, I think, better than eating fresh. I mean fresh, just picked 2 minutes ago, lettuce, tomatoes, you know, onions, right from the garden. It's great. Well, the question I have for you, and I know you do all that, the question I have starting out is, will you save any money by canning your own.
You know, yeah. You know, it depends on how you get your produce. Okay, like if you grow it, yeah, you're going to save a lot of money. Plus, I would presume that if you're going to bother to grow it, you're probably going to grow it organically. And so then, if you were comparing your price of what you can to what you can buy organic food, wow, you save a lot of money. You really do. Plus, you know what's in your food. So if you don't want to put a lot of salt or whatever, or sugar, you can reduce it or not put it in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, let's start with canning. What is it going to take? So if a person is going to grow a garden for the first time, let's start with what they should plant. Let's get them successful right out of the gate. What should they plant that will be relatively easy to can? And then let's talk about what they need to actually can it.
Okay. Well, it kind of depends where you grow. But, you know, green beans are always a really great one to start out with because they're, you know, relatively easy to grow and you can can them. I grow a lot of stuff to make salsa. So, you know, tomatoes, peppers, and all that kind of stuff. I don't actually can my corn. I like to freeze it. But you can can corn, and it would be very useful if you didn't have a freezer, okay? But you can also dehydrate corn, which might be a good option, too. I don't know. Lettuces and stuff don't, you know, they don't can or anything. But I, like I mentioned before in a program, I take my extra kale and my extra spinach and all that, and I dehydrate it. I kind of shred it and put it on trays and dehydrate it, and then I add that to my various soups and concoctions that I cook. I just make kind of powder out of it, and it adds extra nutrition to your food. People have potatoes, but you can can potatoes. I've done it, but I usually just store it. I happen to have a cellar. I think what else you would grow in your garden.
Let's go back
there's a lot
to...
of things you can dehydrate, but, you know, mm-hmm. When it comes to, like, meat and, like, beans and stuff like that, they need to be pressure canned, and they, if you do, we were talking about, if you dehydrate meat, you kind of have to make it jerky, and if you want to store it for a long time, you need to turn it into, like, wood consistency, super, super dry, so it won't mm-hmm. go bad,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, it just kind of depends what you want to do. For growing, though, it's just great to have fresh stuff, you know. You can also freeze and can peas, and carrots. Oh, yeah, I grow a lot of carrots, and I can them. And then my onions, I either store in the cellar or I dehydrate myself. You know, you wouldn't really can onions up. They could be pretty mushy. mm-hmm. I don't think you'd like the texture.
right. Well, let's go back to dehydrating. Take a side detour here. So you're talking about mm-hmm. corn and kale.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you told me on the air, I dehydrated kale. What I did was, mm-hmm. this was commercially grown kale. I didn't have fresh kale from our garden at this point. And mm-hmm. so, you know, within the last month I did this. I washed it very well, and then I chopped it into small pieces, cut off all the stems, and dehydrated. It took several hours, and I dehydrated on very low heat. We have a Nesco, N-E-S-C-O. It's a round, cylindrical dehydrator, several trays, probably about nine or more trays, and you can use the trays that you need, and you just stack them, and they're about an inch tall, each tray. And it worked really, really well. And then I put the dehydrated kale into a peanut butter jar, a plastic peanut butter jar with a plastic screw-on lid. And when I want to add kale to something, I just shake some out of the jar. And I put it in everything. If I make what I would consider a Chinese broth-type soup, the kale goes in. Mm-hmm. And it's a great texture, and I want it for the extra nutrition. If I were to make... a salad, the kale goes in. So those are just a couple of uses, and I really like it, and your suggestion was perfect, because what I found on the internet before that was how you would kind of put oil on it and kind of heat it up with oil. That was no good. But what you recommended was perfect, just dehydrating it. So do you have a favorite dehydrator?
I do. I like the Excalibur. They cost a little bit, but they're really, really good. I got one as a gift after I borrowed in friends of mine. I have one of those round ones, and there's nothing wrong with them. I use them, you know, but I borrowed an Excalibur, and I used to make a lot of banana chips for the kids because I could get bananas that were just not quite mushy, but, you know, they're marked down, and I just sliced them. I actually got a little slicer thing for it, and I'd make them, and the kids would munch on them, And it took about 24 hours in the round one, but it took 12, and it's in Excalibur. And it made a lot more. Mine happens to have 9 trays. And so I could do huge batches of this. And, you know, we did raise 5 kids, and I like them to eat healthy stuff as well as a few. You know, I made some goodies sometimes, too. But it just speeds up, and it's pretty uniform for all 9 trays. They pretty much all dry at the same time. But you can use any round one or whatever. I did it for quite a long time. I just really like my Excalibur, and if one has some money and can afford to invest into it, I would really recommend it. But I had a friend who had that round one. I don't really know. It might have been what you have, because she did it for years and years, and they have 5 kids, too, and they just used it, and she loved hers. So, you know, the idea is that you get the food dry, okay? You can even dry things in your car in the summer. I have a solar dehydrator, so it's a group. It's like 5 trays, and they're one above the other, kind of held with straps, and then there's a mesh that goes around it to keep bugs out that you just zip on and off. And I dehydrated fruit rolls and jerky and various things in that above my wood stove, not directly above it, but to, you know, off a little bit, so when it's plastic, you wouldn't want it to melt. But so the idea is that you just let the food get really dry. You know, I mean, you can use all kinds of things. Indians did it forever, just laying it out on planks, you know. So
your Excalibur, there are 2 models that I've seen. One is a vintage one. It has like a plastic door with a metal frame and trays that slide in the door. And then there's the other one, the newer model, that is all plastic. Which one do you prefer?
Well, I have a plastic one, and it's lasted me probably, probably 18 years, I'm going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so okay. It's fine. It did get bumped, and it had a little crack, so I had to kind of jury rig the crap. I just use the, you know, all-purpose duct tape to make sure that no air got out the crack.
Right.
So it's not quite a thing of beauty, but it's been moved a couple different times, and I did have it around a bunch of kids, and we used to have a small kitchen, and you kind of stuck it where it would fit, and, you know, things happen. But it works great still. And, I mean, that's a long time to be using the same motor, and, I mean, I use it. You know, I mean, I don't just have it sitting there for years and pull it out every couple years. You know, in fact, right now it's making fruit rolls. Okay, I've got it in my, we have what we call an office room, but it's kind of a catch-all room. And I've got it in there going with some fruit rolls because I took some pears that I canned probably 8 years ago or something like that, and they're starting to get mushy. So I drained it off and I added that, and then I was giving some blueberries. And
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit more about that. And we have an Excalibur as well. I bought it on eBay. It was used, and it was about $100 used, but it's probably 30 years old. We'll be right back after these 3 short commercial announcements.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Sharon in Montana is with us, and we're talking about dehydrating, a little side trip. So I went to eBay, and there was a used vintage Harvest Mills LS100 dehydrator. It's very inexpensive right now, but the bidding really hasn't started. Shipping is $32. So by the time you're done, if you were to look at this one, it's a classic design. It's metal. It's gonna end up costing less than $100. Or you can buy a brand new Nesco in plastic, and that's gonna be it's a round, a removable tray one, so you can stack the trays as high or as low as you'd like, and that's gonna probably end up being about $60. So we have both types. We have one that is the Excalibur, which is similar to the Harvest Mills, which is metal. It's an older design. It's square. It's very plain looking. It's a metal box, but it really works well. And the Nesco works well as well. So the reasons for the round one is you add as many trays as you want to the stack, and that's all you have to clean. The other one is a little more difficult. You have all the trays in there. But the Nesco, I think, is a little more energy efficient. I think that's the case. But I wanted both. Bought them both used, and I'm delighted with both of them. And you can make beef jerky in these dehydrators. And I have in my hands a box of High Mountain seasoning. It's a jerky cure and seasoning. And what we do here at the farm is we'll take ground beef, 90-10, 90% lean, and the cure and the seasoning is in this package. It's maybe $6 for a package, which will probably do somewhere around 6, 7, 8 pounds of ground beef. And you'll need a jerky gun, which is like a caulking gun. You put the beef in there. It's food grade. And you will be extruding strips or round extrusions of beef. You put it in the trays. And 10, 12 hours later, you're good to go. Have you ever made beef jerky in the oven, Sharon? Like an electric
oven? No, I used, like I said, done the Excalibur, and I've done it using my solar dehydrator just to see if I could do it. If you make regular beef jerky, you're going to cut it cross-grain, and you'll marinate it either before or after you cut it, and then you kind of damp it off, and then you dry it. But I like to do the ground, but I don't put any fat in mine, and I use actually a lot of venison. And I've made my own seasonings, and I've actually bought seasonings before. But you can, if you have a fair amount of spices on hand, you can make it the way you like it. And there's lots of recipes online or probably the library or all kinds of stuff. And I actually don't have all those jerky guns. I just roll it out on my dehydrator trays. I actually have these little liners that go on my Excalibur tray, but you can just put on plastic. And I put a piece of plastic over it and use my rolling pin and roll it pretty thin. And then I just take a butter knife and score, like, rectangles. And then I dry it. And then so when it's dry, you just can break it on those scores. And then I store it. If I'm going to store it for a long time, I actually throw it in my freezer. But you wouldn't have to for a while. It kind of depends on the moisture in the air where you live. And if you were going to plan to store it super long term, I would suggest you get it pretty much as hard as you possibly could with no moisture. I'm always a little bit concerned with meat because you could get botulism. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
I just, on the idea of caution, I tend to put it in baggies and store it in the freezer when I'm not eating in a week or two. And if you ever got mold on it, I probably wouldn't eat it. But, you know, I guess
agree.
You could probably wipe it off with vinegar if you were in a survival situation. But if I get mold on it, it goes to my dogs or chickens. I don't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Botulism is pretty bad. You know, it can actually kill you or paralyze you. It's not It's not something that you want to mess around with. It's not like you just feel upset tummy. It can be deadly. So.
What we do with when we make jerky is we put it in the freezer as well until we're ready to eat it. And I was looking at some of the prices of beef jerky. And beef jerky, if you buy it already made, is going to be about between $1 and $2 an ounce. Now, you can certainly save a lot of money making your own beef jerky. Would you agree with that?
Oh, totally. Plus, then you don't have to have some of the chemicals that you wouldn't prefer to have in your, at least I prefer not to have. And it's kind of fun. You can try different recipes and just find what you really like, which is what I like to do.
Right. Right. And you can, if you want to experiment, you can buy the beef, the ground beef, at your local supermarket. And you want as lean as possible when you do this. It's really easy. It is fun. It's a great family activity. And I believe that the equipment that you buy, you use over and over and over again. We'll be right back with canning.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report just released showing the U.S. economy has bounced back from February's numbers. The Labor Department reporting this morning the nation added 196,000 jobs in March. That's a huge improvement over February when the economy created just 20,000 jobs. The unemployment rate last month remained at 3.8%. A young man found by police in Kentucky this week who claimed to be a boy who went missing at age 6 in 2011 is actually not Timothy Pitson, but rather 23-year-old Brian Michael Rennie. And this is USA Radio News. The military says one person is dead and another wounded after a shooting at a Virginia Naval Air Base this morning. It happened at Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach and was on lockdown for some time, but that has since been lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Sharon in Montana is with us, and we've been talking about making beef jerky and dehydrating. You can do it. And we've been talking about canning. So, Sharon, if a person wants to can, what is the entry point? What is the minimum essential that they will need, the items they will need to start canning?
Well, if you're going to water bath, it's different, but let's talk about pressure canning. So that's for meats and vegetables, okay? So if you're going to pressure can, you need a pressure canner, not a pressure cooker, okay? They're different, and they usually have a lid that's a metal, of course, and you put a lid on, and they either have a pressure gauge on top or they have like a round disc about the size of a silver dollar but thicker, and it goes over the vent, and it has little numbers on it, like 5, 10, 15, whatever, and that keep the pressure to where you need. So you need one of those. If it has a pressure gauge, you really should have it checked. A lot of the extension services can do that for you, because the critical thing about pressure canning is just, like, so important, is that you time it the right amount and you get it to the right pressure. So you have to keep it at that pressure for the exact amount of time. It won't even kill it if you go a little longer, but you for sure have to keep it at the pressure and timer, because you do not want to get botulism. Otherwise, you need jars and the little flat disc rings. Usually you use canning jars. We used to make mayonnaise jars that you could use, but basically you have to have it so it'll fit the lid, and it has a little ring that you screw down. It's very helpful to have a jar funnel. They're only like a buck or two at Walmart, and it makes getting the food in the jars a lot less stressful. You basically need jars, lid, canner.
Okay, so let's start with the pressure canner. We have one that's made by a company called All American. It's this heavy-duty aluminum pressure canner. Yeah. Do you recommend that one, or is there another one that you like better?
You know, I like that, but there's a lot of pressure canners around. You can get them at garage sales, thrift shops, or, you know, like $5 and stuff in ten, or even a friend might have them. Most of those have rubber gaskets. You need to make sure the rubber gasket is in good shape. You can probably order them online, but a lot of the feed stores like that, they have the ability to buy some of those. People use those forever. I like my All American because you don't have a gasket, which is very handy. But you can use all kinds of them. You just need to make sure they're a pressure canner, not a pressure cooker, because I once knew a lady who supposedly canned her stuff with a pressure cooker because she wasn't listening, and she ended up having to throw all the salt food away. You know, you got to get it to a certain pressure, so it has to have the gauge or the disc, and you have to keep it a certain amount of time to be safe. And it's not really dangerous. People freak out and go, oh, but you know, we use knives all the time. A lot of people use chainsaws. You drive your car. It's just a tool, and you just need to use it properly, and then there's nothing to worry about.
Sharon, and what, when you mentioned the gasket, the reason that I selected, I did a significant amount of research before we bought our pressure canner. So this is a heavy aluminum, like, think of it like a heavy aluminum pot with a heavy aluminum lid with an insulating heavy handle. And then you have these screws that turn, or, yeah, screw handles, if you will, that lock down, one, two, three, like six of them that lock the lid down. Then you have a pressure gauge, and then you have a weight that is on a vent, and the weight is designed to control the amount of pressure. So if you get to an overpressure situation, this little weight will come off the vent hole and allow the pressure to escape. However, you're talking about steam, and you're talking about real high temperature, so you can burn yourself. So you need to read the instructions and pay attention to what you're doing. Don't go into it thinking you know how to do it without learning first. And there are plenty of videos on YouTube to learn how to do this. But the point is, yes, you can do it. And about the gasket, the reason we selected the All American brand, that's All Space American, that brand, is because it did not have this gasket. Now, in my experience, rubber or siliconized rubber gaskets fail, and I did not want to be in a position where we'd have to be able to find a gasket to use this device later on. I wanted to make sure that it had a minimum number of serviceable parts. That's why we selected the All American. Now, it's more expensive. It is more expensive.
Yeah,
than
I did the same thing, and I've had one for like 38 years. Okay, I don't have the same one. We had a house fire, so I've had this one 26 years probably. Okay, and it's still doing good, but I have a really big one. I can double-decker quart jars in it because, you know, I like to get a lot done at once, so I did that. But, yeah, I would, if you were going to can very long, I would do an All-American. I really would. But, you know, for people who just want to get started, they might ask a neighbor. An older person probably has one. You could borrow one and just make sure the gasket's in good shape, and you could see how you like canning. I love canning. I can make all kinds of special stuff, and plus it's just, you can save money, but you can also have a quality food, and it's kind of like fast food, okay? You can make something really quick. I pull my canned out meat a whole lot. Like, I just made a really nice chicken noodle soup with a canned meat, and I threw a little bit of diced carrots that I canned in my own broth and threw some seasonings in it, some noodles, and because I was sick Monday and Tuesday, so I made myself homemade chicken noodle soup. But it was easy, even though I was sick, I could throw it together really well. Plus, we raised the chickens, so I know what's in the meat. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, it's really not hard to pressure can. Okay, basically, you put the food in the jars, you put the lids on, you put the lids in the can, or you bring it up to steam, you steam it for like 8 minutes, and then you put the weight on and you get it up to pressure and then you start counting the time. So it's pretty simple. You just need to make sure that you, follow instructions. You put the lids on, make sure the jars are really clean, and but it's not hard. It's really easy, and then you have this great food that you can just grab any time you want. I mean, we can even make sandwiches out of canned meat, like you do with tuna. Well, we have other meat that you can make, like ham or whatever, make quick sandwiches.
This all-American brand, and we're not compensated in any way by recommending all-American. They don't even know who we are, probably. But you can get this here the size is 10 quart, 15, 21, 25, 30, and 41 quart. So, Sharon, it sounds to me like you've got the 41 quart, the large one, and you can get the smallest one. They all look the same, and they all have the same features, the same shape. It's just taller, pretty much, and maybe a little larger in diameter. But they're expensive. And I'm shocked at how much they are now. I'm looking at the current price. The smallest one, the 10-quart pressure canning kit, which has a few tools with it, plastic tools to handle the jars, $267 for the smallest one. And then the largest one, which would be, the size you have, is $527. That's new. But, Class, you don't have to buy new ones. I'm pretty darn sure if you live near big cities, you'll be able to find these, because young people are probably looking at these thinking, boy, their grandmother had it. What good is that? So, they're probably being sold at garage sales and yard sales at very low prices. And I would think that if you could get the one that you have, Sharon, for $50, that would be a steal. Would you agree?
Oh, it would. Yeah. Well, the other thing is think outside the box. Ask people, especially older people, or if you go in a if you live anywhere near a farming community, you can ask people if there's one, or sometimes you can put up on Craigslist wanted, or we have a little mountain trader. It's just a little newspaper flyer. You could put a little ad in to ask if people have one, because a lot of people, they either inherited it or they've gotten older. Like I was just given a whole bunch of jars by a couple that's just a little bit older than us, but they're not going to can anymore. They gave me a whole bunch of jars because they said, "Are you still canning?" "Oh yeah, I'm still canning." "Here, I got these jars if you want them," and I got them free. So odds are if you just kind of inquire around or put out some feelers, you could get a good canner for way less than brand new. I would suspect you could do that. You just got to do a little, simple work.
Yeah, and have fun on the hunt, right?
Yeah.
Sharon, what should jars cost? Because
I don't know what you get wherever. I did go ahead and buy some pint jars that already have. They have new lids when you buy them in store, the little brown discs. And I got them a little bit after Christmas. I had a big sale at Walmart, and I paid, $4.50 for a dozen. But you'll usually pay more than that. I get most of my jars at garage sales or given to me because people know I can. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of let that out. If you start canning, you give them out of jars, salsa, or we make these bread and butter jalapeno things, and people like them, so you hand that out, and then they find out, like my neighbor, she's, "Oh, that's great. I know she canned. Do you want these jars? They were stored in my mother-in-law's shop or something. I don't know." And so I get a lot of jars free, actually. But I used to buy any canning jars for a dime a piece, but you're just not going to hardly find that anymore. There are people out there that are starting to can for a variety of reasons. So I guess I would check maybe Walmart for the idea of what's the highest you're probably getting, the lowest you could get, and then you might just check places. I have noticed that, to me, the thrift stores want way too much for the canning jars as a whole. I don't know where you live. Out here, they want a crazy amount. I just don't go buy the jar new. But, jars are used over and over and over, so it's not like you're having to buy a new jar every time you can. If you give it away, you kind of, it's a loss then. But if you're going to use it yourself, I've got jars I've used for 20-plus years, So you just have to keep buying the little flat lids, the little disc at the top, okay?
Have you found Have you found that the glass has gotten thinner, thinner, thinner over the years?
Oh, it has. Yeah, it has. And actually, the little lids, they have really cut back on that. The little round disc lids that you put on top.
Mm-hmm. Right,
they don't
right.
put as much rubber in it, and they're thinner. And by the way, do not buy the Walmart brand of canning lids. They're pathetic. They're awful.
Okay.
They now Kerr and
you're
Ball kind of
ball?
Joined together.
You're
yeah,
talking about
Ball,
the
Kerr
Ball brand?
Now. I would buy those. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're saying buy the brand Ball, but do not buy Walmart brand?
I would not buy Walmart. Yeah, don't buy Walmart brand. They're awful. They buckle. They're
okay.
really bad.
And what
but
about...
They don't really, I think Ball and Kerr joined together. I think they're only going to find Kerr now. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. My grandmother had canning jars, and they were heavy Ball jars. They had a glass see-through type lid and a rubber gasket that had a tab on it and a metal hoop that would hold the glass lid onto the glass jar, and the seal was this kind of an orange rubber thing. And you would lift the bale off the lid, and then you'd pull this little rubber tab on the seal. Do they still use that type anymore or not?
You can find those rubber things. They're hard to come by. You can find them. I'm not comfortable with them because I don't know for sure that it's fully sealed.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
The net
we'll be right
due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sharon's with us in Montana. She is a canner and a preparedness-minded and survivalist-minded person. And she's teaching us about canning. Sharon, there is a great temptation to use used spaghetti sauce jars. The ones that you can get at Aldi for $1.29 or the Chinese factory outlet for maybe $1.79, you know, with the sauce in them. What are your thoughts on cleaning them and reusing them?
Well, you know what? It depends how much of a crisis you're in, okay? If you were in a survivalist mode and you didn't have anything else, you potentially could take the lids, boil them, and then use them for canning. And because I've seen them before, they suck down. If they're sealed, they'll make an indent going, you know, concave type thing. You could probably get by with that. I personally like to err on the side of caution because botulism is a really bad thing to get, okay? As far as those lids you were talking about, the old-time ones, you could probably get the seals from Lehman's catalog. They have lots of old-time stuff. They're really cool. What we have nowadays, a lot of people like to use are the Tatler lids. I purchased some. Mm-hmm. They have the seals. They're okay. I'm not real impressed, okay? I just go back to the regular ones, but also, they're kind of spendy in the fact, so that if I want to give a jar of salsa or a jar of this or something to people, which we like to do, I don't get the lid back, and they're expensive, okay? So I kind of like to can just with regular lids. But in a survival situation, you could be a little more resourceful. But if I wanted to reuse the spaghetti things, I'd probably use them for, like, water bath stuff, like fruit. Because you can tell fruit goes bad. It's going to smell vinegary or it's going to have mold on it or whatever, and you're not likely to die from it. It would maybe give you indigestion, maybe the runs or something, but you most likely wouldn't die from that. But you sure could get extremely ill if you ate pressure canned food that wasn't properly canned. So I wouldn't do it for pressure canned, that's for sure.
Okay. How good of an indicator is the seal? And I'm talking about, Class, you all know about this. When you open a jar, you before you open a can, you push on the lid to see if it's puffy inside, if there's pressure inside, or whether it's still vacuum sealed. How important is it to pay attention to that when you're doing the canning?
Extremely, especially if you pressure can it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like this round disc, because when you open them, I use my little jar opener thing, and it goes, makes a little sound, and you know it's sealed. If it doesn't make that sound, I don't use it. Mm-hmm. But you can kind of, if you look at the lid, it's slightly indented too. And you push on top, and if it bubbles and it bounces and it's not sealed, and I don't use it. I'm really careful about this stuff, and I manage to raise my kids all healthy, eating tons of canned stuff, and nobody ever, ever, ever got sick. But I just don't think it's worth a trip to the doctor or the ER or, you know, spending time in the hospital or anything. I'm just really careful with it. Okay.
I agree.
But it's not a complicated thing. I also wanted to throw one more thing I forgot to mention. When you're canning a pressure canner, you need some kind of rack under the jars, or if not, you can put like a folded kitchen towel. But you can't let the jars set directly on the bottom, because when the pressure builds, they start to rattle and they'll crack. Okay, so if it doesn't come with a rack, you can actually make do by folding like a kitchen towel, just so they don't crack when they rattle on the bottom. Okay.
Inside the pressure canner. You're talking about
inside the pressure canner. Yeah, you don't set the jars directly on the bottom of the pot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because if you get a used one, now my husband just went online, and not too far from here, we can buy my big pressure canner, my All-American one, for only $125. Somebody's getting rid of it.
That's used.
And so he went on Craigslist to look. And so if you're looking for one, you could try that, you know, and you could save a considerable amount of money. So.
Right, and I would agree. And the only thing I'd be concerned with, does it have all the parts? Are the insulated Bakelite handles, are they broken? And does the gauge work? But you can always get another gauge for maybe $10 or $15. And does it have the weight? And if it's got all that, you're pretty, even if it's $100 and the gauge is broken, you're still good for $100. That's a good price. Sharon, I really appreciate all your help and your advice and your counsel today in teaching us that, yes, we can do it. Wait, yes, we can.
Oh, yeah.
It's harder than watching TV, but it's really...
But, you know, not that much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.